Here at the Ellie Phillips Senior Center in Eau Claire, seniors gather every day for lunch, classes, or to play cards. Diane Ryan comes here to meetings or to learn about senior issues, since she works as a regional aging planner. Right now, though, it's her own mom, Rita, she's worried about. She lives almost 600 miles away in Ohio. 80-year-old mom still drives, but probably shouldn't, since her daughter says she has some signs of dementia, a severe hearing loss, and underwent shoulder surgery this week. She insists she'll still drive even if someone else has to shift for her. It's very frustrating to Diane, who was a passenger when her mom turned the wrong way on a busy Ohio roundabout and was pulled over by police.
I think what struck me is that she was just so matter-of-fact about it, like it was no big deal that we could have been hit. And she rolls down her window and she kind of gives the police officer this sort of sweet, innocent old lady smile. And, oh, how are you today, officer? And she just didn't seem to take this seriously. She didn't seem to quite get that she was going the wrong way.
The complicating factor is that Diane Ryan's mom still has significant family responsibilities in Ohio.
She's the center of our family, but she's a center that's on wheels, so to speak. You know, she goes and she helps my sister watch her kids. Another sister's battling cancer. Mom goes and cleans her house. That's part of what makes her the hub of our family. She's the hub on wheels with a big heart. So it's not a simple matter.
That's because people do get injured or killed by senior drivers. In June, an 88-year-old Polk County driver hit what he thought was a deer, when in fact it was a bicyclist on vacation in northwest Wisconsin. She's still recovering from her injuries. The sheriff says because of poor vision, the driver should not have been behind the wheel. Now he's been charged with reckless injury and hit and run. Last year in California, an 86-year-old man drove into a crowded farmer's market, killed 10 and injured dozens. It was that incident that prompted an Eau Claire woman to report a motorist for erratic driving, up onto the curb several times, the report says. A police officer called 79-year-old Dorothy Kroll to talk about the situation.
She said that I was accused of going over the curb. Well, again, I was surprised because, frankly, I didn't know that was a violation. I see it all the time on the roads. I didn't think it was that serious. Nothing was hit. My car was not damaged. Nobody else's car was damaged. And here I was trying to figure out what to do.
The police report was sent to a medical review committee at the Division of Motor Vehicles in Madison. Kroll received a letter telling her she had 20 days to pass all the driving tests or lose her license.
I was very anxious and nervous because I live alone and my independence depends on my ability to drive. So I felt very threatened.
Transportation statistics show there are more than 110,000 drivers over the age of 76 in Wisconsin. Since vision deteriorates, reaction time slow down, and signs of dementia begin to appear, their accident rate is double that of the 40 to 70 age group. However, it's less than half the rate of teenage drivers. Officials at the Department of Motor Vehicles say seniors are not targeted. Reports of questionable driving will be evaluated for them the same as for young people. Otherwise, family members can ask a physician to notify the department of driving concerns. Dorothy Kroll decided to take some driver training lessons and refresh her skills before taking those tests. And after many anxious days, she passed all her driving tests with flying colors.
Mine is 2 points out of 100.
How are you going to know when it's time to quit driving, Dorothy?
Well, I may not, but I'm depending on my daughter and other people to tell me.
To keep this process from being so subjective or haphazard, many, including some seniors, say there should be legislation to require testing after a certain age. But so far, attempts at a bill in Wisconsin have failed, and opponents say such laws amount to age discrimination. So for now, a license renewal lasts 8 years, and some seniors have been known to joke they may expire before their driver's license does. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.